If you're the kind of person who plots their travels around where they're going to eat, we have a new kind of guidebook for you. Consider it a culinary treasure map designed to get you into the heart of a country's cuisine, in this case, Japan. Matt Goulding, editor and founder of Roads and Kingdoms, has written Rice Noodle Fish, Deep Travels Through Japan's Food Culture. He approaches Japan as a curious but conscious outsider. And while he can tell you where to get the best vending machine cocktails, he can also tell you about the Guatemalan chef who is the unlikely master of Hiroshima's most prized dish. Matt Goulding talked to contributor Von Diaz about his travels from tip to tail in Japan and why he thinks we need more books like this.
Matt, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Von.
So you've created a guidebook that's unlike anything I've ever seen, and it made me crave sushi for a week straight. What's the guiding
idea? Mission accomplished.
What's the guiding idea behind Rice Noodle Fish?
The basic principle here was that we don't want to be comprehensive. You know, that wasn't the goal here. It's not like a guidebook in that sense, that no matter where you are in Japan, we're going to tell you what to eat in this particular moment. You know, I spent 3 months traveling around on the Shinkansen, the bullet train, eating at every region I could possibly get to. And at the end of all of that, I chose the 7 areas I think are the most sort of interesting culinary cultures to share with the Western reader. And so along the way, you know, there's different types of stories that we want to tell, you know, very specific ones about single shokunin dedicating their lives to this one task over and over, to much broader tales of a place like Hokkaido, which is the Japan beyond your imagination, where they're not making tofu and sake, they're making wine and cheese and charcuterie and beautiful artisanal bread.
That's surprising.
Feels like the Wild West up there. You know, the idea was to give you a tapestry, to give you as many different textures of this culinary culture as possible, so that you feel like when you've done reading this book, you have a really complete 360-degree view of what that culture is about.
This book is dedicated to the shokunin. Can you explain who they are?
Sure. The shokunin in Japan is a master artisan, a craftsperson who dedicates his or her time to the perfection of a single task. It could be making knives. It could be woodworking. It could be sushi or tempura. And it's this type of singular focus pervades the entire food culture of Japan.
And you spent a lot of time with the shokunin you profile. Did anyone stand out?
Man, I mean, everywhere you turn, you find these incredible stories of people who have given their entire lives to a micro-discipline that we in the Western world would find incredible. You know, to find a person who's been cooking nothing but tempura for 80 years of their life, it's a pretty remarkable thing. But, you know, a couple personal stories really, really reached out and touched me in a special way, in particular in Kyoto, in the heart of what's called kaiseki culture, which is kaiseki is sort of the elaborate multi-course feasts that are based in the traditions of the tea ceremony. You know, it's a very rigid, very codified way of eating. It's also a very beautiful way of eating. But I found a father and a son cooking in Arashiyama outside of Kyoto, Shunichi and Toshio Matsuno, who ran a place called Tempura Matsu. And despite the name, it's actually a full kaiseki restaurant right on the banks of a beautiful river. And what was so remarkable about this place was not just that they were experimenting and sort of breaking the rules of kaiseki in the Kyoto culture, where rules are not made to be broken, but also that the relationship they had in the kitchen was like none I've ever seen before in Japan. Normally, it's a master-apprentice relationship that informs all of Japanese cooking. You study underneath your master, which in many cases is your father, for as long as it takes for him to retire, and then you take the reins. Mm-hmm. That could be 40 or 50 years of watching your father really lead the kitchen. Now, in the case of the Matsuno family, there was a mutual respect there. The father sort of was rooted in the traditions of Kyoto cuisine, and the son had a much broader, more sort of experimental nature, and the two of them work in tandem, creating some of the most extraordinary meals that you're going to find in Japan. They became a major part of the book. They let me into their kitchen. They let me into their lives because they, you know, they operate the restaurant out of their home, which is very common in Japan. And they'd never done this before. And they made an exception for whatever reason, and I spent a few days with them doing everything that they did. And I found out not long afterwards that the father, who had been a little bit ill, actually had a stroke in the kitchen a few days later and has not returned to cook at Tempura Matsu since. So it's been a very emotional sort of relationship for both sides.
How do you hope people use this book?
Well, the idea is that you'll read the book, and whether or not you're planning on a trip to Japan immediately, you will close the book and immediately go on and book two tickets to Tokyo, hopefully building enough time for you to move about the country. And when you do that, then we also have a second part of this equation. We built out an online digital guide that has all of the real detailed information that you need to travel around Japan. So rather than putting it all into a book, which, you know, today with modern technology, it just feels like carrying around the yellow pages in your backpack. Mm. It just doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we stripped out addresses, phone numbers, operating hours, maps, those types of pieces of information. We put them into a free online guide that's available in collaboration with Microsoft. You'll find a list of hundreds and hundreds of restaurants where I ate researching this book, where Tony Bourdain ate researching his shows over the years, and as well as a handful of our trusted advisors there on the ground, the smartest eaters in Japan, basically, giving us this information so that you'll have concrete guidance once you're there. And the truth is, in Japan, that's invaluable because oftentimes you're going to be standing in front of a restaurant, you're not going to be able to read what they're even serving.
Got
so
it.
To have that information, I think, is really vital for, you know, for the Western traveler.
Matt, it's been great talking to you.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Matt Goulding is author of Rice Noodle Fish, Deep Travels Through Japan's Food Culture. Von Diaz is a writer and food editor of Feet in Two Worlds. Matt left us with his guide to the 8 wonders of the Japanese convenience store. Find it at splendidtable.org.